We continue now with Masechet Beitzah, Daf Chaf Hei, Amud Aleph. We're going to learn the Mishnah, which appears on the fourth wide line on the page. The Gemara is now going to be, or the Mishnah, and then the Gemara is going to be discussing the sugya of Shechita. After we talked about trapping animals, which has been the subject of Mishnayos so far in the Perek, we're now talking about what happens next after you trap an animal. So typically it's going to be shechted in order to prepare it for consumption on Yom Tov. So says the Mishnah, Behema Mesukenes Lo Yishchot. When it comes to an animal which is mesukenes, which is in danger of dying soon, so you cannot go ahead and shecht it on Yom Tov. Says Rashi, the concern over here is that a person perhaps has already prepared all the food that he needs. So he doesn't really need to shecht this animal, but he's going to do so because he's concerned of the potential for financial loss. If he goes ahead and he waits so too long, so then the animal is going to be an avela, and it's going to be worth a lot less than it would if you can shecht it properly and then go ahead and partake of its meat. And so therefore, in an effort to avoid a financial loss, he goes ahead and shechts more than he needs. So therefore, says the Mishnah, Behemim Sikanas lo yishchot, elam kein yish shahus biyom, unless there is enough time that day, lechom imena kazayis tzoli, to go ahead and to eat at least the kazayis of its meat after it is roasted. Meaning, if there is still time to go ahead and to take this and to prepare it, okay, so then that's fine, that's permissible. But if you're going to go ahead and just a few minutes before the end of the day, go ahead and shecht an animal, and since it's a behemoth mesukenes, it's very clear that your motive over here is very likely in order to go ahead and avoid this loss, so it's not going to be permissible to do so. Rekiva Omer, afilu kazayas chai min beis tvichasa, says Rekiva, even if there's enough time to go ahead and eat a kazayas of raw meat that is taken from beis tvichasa, literally from the place of the slaughter, meaning from the neck of the animal, even that is going to be permissible. Meaning, Rabbi Kiva is more lenient than the Tanakam and says it's not necessary to go ahead and to have enough time to actually go ahead and to take a part of the animal and to roast it. No, even if you can go ahead and eat a piece of the animal raw, even though people would typically not do that, that is sufficient for the purpose of being permissible to shecht this animal. Shecht basada, let's say if a person goes ahead and shechts an animal in the field, lo yifi'ena b'mot v'mota, ava maybe be other way, varim v'varim. You cannot go ahead and bring it on a moat, on a special pole. However, he can go ahead and he can carry it, evarim, literally in his hands, one limb at a time. The reason why you cannot go ahead and carry it with a moat, says Rashi, this typically takes two people. It creates a whole spectacle. People look, it makes a lot of noise. And this is the kind of thing that is going to attract attention and create a zilzal yamtiv. It doesn't look yamtivtik when you see people going ahead and coming in from the field carrying a shechted animal on the special poles, the instruments that are used for this purpose. And so therefore, if you shecht an animal in the sada, you have to be able to bring it back from the sada aver, one limb at a time. Okay, continues the Gemara. Begins the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Bar Abba, Hefshet v'nituach ba'ola v'hu adin lakatzavim, mikan lilma Torah terech eretz shelo yochal adam basir kodem hefshet v'nituach. The Torah tells us when it comes to the carbon ola, when it comes to preparing an animal that is going to be brought al gabi mizbeach, that hefshet, skinning the animal, v'nituach, and dismembering it, cutting up the pieces, the different parts of the animal, are necessary before offering it as an olav. Who are then? And the same is true when it comes to katsavim. The same is true when it comes to butchers who are preparing meat that is going to be used for people to eat. Mikan lil matora. The Torah is teaching us derech eretz, proper behaviors, proper Torah etiquette. Shelo yochal adam basar kodem hefshet v'nituach. A person should not go ahead and just take meat before first skinning the animal and nituach and dismembering the animal. Says the Gemara, Mai kom mashmalon. What is Rami Bar Abba coming to teach us? Maybe you'll tell me what? That he's coming to teach, not like Rav Huna. That an animal, as long as it's alive, so it's becheskas iser, meaning its status is that it's oser, and the reason is because it's considered alive, and you can't eat an animal before you shecht it. That's called Eiver Menachai. Unless you first know exactly how and if it was shechted properly. Nishchata, once it was shechted properly, becheskas hester medes. So then it's going to remain permissible for consumption. Unless it becomes known to you that the animal is a trefa. So maybe you're going to tell me that Rabbi Bar Abba is saying no. The animal does not go from being cheskas iser to a status of cheskas heter unless there is first hefshet in ituach. Maybe that's what he's teaching. That just like when it comes to the Karmen Ola, the process is Hefshet Nituach, and then you go ahead and you bring it to the Mizbeach, so too over here. The Torah is telling us that you need Hefshet Nituach, and only then can you go ahead and eat it. And maybe his chiddush is not like Rav Huna, who says that the chazaka change of cheskas iser to cheskas heter does not actually occur until you do the hefshet nituach. Is that true? Vanant nan masnisin kedu Rav Huna, but we know that our mishnah, we have a mishnah that goes just like Rav Huna. The Tanan it says Rav Akiva Omer afilu kazayis chaim yibes tvichasa. We saw in our mishnah that if you can go ahead and you have enough time to go ahead and take a kezias size, a small piece of meat that comes from Beis Tfichasa, from the place of its shechita, meaning from the neck, then you can go, you're permitted to go ahead and partake and shech that animal, even if it's a behemah sukenes on Yom Tov. So my lab mi Beis Tfichasa mamish, doesn't this mean literally from the neck, meaning from the place you're going to take from an animal even before it has been skinned? You're going to literally take a piece of meat and immediately go ahead and eat it. In which case, Rami Bar Abba cannot possibly have meant that it's permissible, forbidden rather, to go ahead and eat meat from an animal before the Hefshet V'nituach. Because we see that the Mishnah actually goes ahead and seems to support Rav Huna. Rav Akiva seems to imply over here that you can take a piece of meat after the Shechita and rip it off and eat it right from the animal. So it says the Gemara, look, that's not what it means. Mimakom shetovachas achilasa. What it means over here when it says mi beis tvichasa, it means from the place where the food of the animal is tovachas, over here means digested, where it breaks down, meaning the intestines of the animal. So this interpretation of the Mishnah would seem to support Rami Bar Abba, because in order to get to the intestines of the animal, you first have to go ahead and skin it, and you have to dismember it, and you have to cut it up in order to actually reach the intestines. So based vichas, we thought originally maybe that means from the neck, in which case Hefshet V'nituach is not necessary. But maybe, says the Gemara, that's not what it means. Maybe based vichas means from the place inside the animal where the food is digested. Says the Gemara of Hatani Reb Chiya Machom Tvichasa Mamish, but didn't Reb Chiya say that when it says over here in the Mishnah, it means literally Machom Tvichasa, meaning the place that it was slaughtered? And so you see that Reb Akiva clearly says it's permissible to go ahead and to take the meat of an animal once you have been able to shech the animal, even before you do a Hefshet V'nituach. Elo Rami Bar Abba rather, says the Gemara, what is Rami Bar Abba teaching? It says going on the top of the Amud, he's teaching us proper manners, that a person should eat in a refined way, and you shouldn't go ahead and act in a gluttonous way and immediately go ahead and stuff his face, but rather it should be benachas, it should be an appropriate way. But we're not talking over here at all about an iser trefer, because the Tanya, it says in the Brisa, lo yachal adam shum batzal barosho, or batzal barosho elami olav. A person should not go ahead and eat shum, garlic, or batzal, an onion, may rosha from its top, rather may olav from the leaves, in other words, on the bottom. If he goes and eats it this way, he's considered a ravton, a glutton. He's just going ahead and he's eating in a very, very unrefined way. Similarly, a person should not go ahead and drink an entire cup of wine in one gulp. You shouldn't do it that way. And if he does, so he's considered to be a guzzler. Just go ahead and just completely down an entire cup of wine at once. That's not a proper way to eat. So this braisa would seem, this braisa is coming to offer us a context in which we can understand what Rami Bar Abba was saying. Rami Bar Abba, who was saying that just like the Torah requires hefshet v'nituach, when it comes to the Karben Ola, the same is true when it comes to butchers, just saying that this is proper derech eretz, that this is the right way that a person should eat, but not saying that you actually legally require hefshet v'nituach in order to determine that the animal was not a trefer beforehand. Now the Gemara quotes another braisa, which further elaborates on the proper way to eat and drink. Tan Rabbanan, ashosa kosa bevas achas, the person goes ahead and drinks the entire cup of wine at once. Hareza gargaron, shnayim derech eretz, shloshim migasi eruch. A person goes and drinks the entire thing once, is a gargaron, again, he's a guzzler. If he does it in two swallows, so then this is derech eretz. This is the proper way because it shows that he's refined and he's not just gulping the whole thing down. Shlosha migasi eruch. He goes in three, so then already he's considered among the gasi ruach, among the arrogant, the haughty, because again, he's taking his time, and he's seems almost like he's showing off the wine that he has in his hand at that time. The Gemara now continues with additional teachings from Rami Bar Abba. V'amr Rami Bar Abba, chatzuva mekateya ragleihon derashia. Rashi explains that chatzuva is a type of a grass, which is a very straight piece of grass, and the blades go directly down into the ground. And so therefore, it serves as a very good boundary marker between different fields. So it says over here, chatzuva mikateya ragleihon derashia, it goes ahead and he cuts the legs of the wicked. Netiya mikateya ragleihon dechatzavia. The netiya literally means a young tree, but this is a reference over here to the Isser of Orla, explains Rashi. So this cuts the legs of butchers, meaning it teaches the importance of patience. When it comes to Orla, the Torah says even though you have a new tree that's producing fruit, you can't partake of the fruit yet. You have to be patient. So here as well, it's sort of instructive to butchers to remember that you have to go ahead, you have to do Hefshep Nituah, because Rav Barama taught beforehand, you have to cut the animal first, you have to skin the animal before you take of it, udebole nidos, and also to those who have relations with Anida, here as well, patience, that soon she's going to be able to go to the mikvah, there's no need to go ahead and to rush, and doing so, that's a violation, in a sense, of the message, the ultimate message of the mitzvah of netiyah, that of Orla. Turmusa mikatei ragleihon desoneihon shel Yisrael. Turmusa, turmus, so this cuts the legs of soneihon shel Yisrael. Shenemar, as it says, vayosifu b'nei Yisrael la'asos haral b'enei Hashem, vayavdu asabaylim ves ashtaros, ves Elohei Aram, ves Elohei Tzidon, ves Elohei Moav, ves Elohei b'nei Amon, ves Elohei Plishtim. So what is going on over here? So turmus over here, explains Rashi, is a very round, bitter-tasting bean. And this bitter-tasting bean has to be boiled in water 7 times in order to remove its bitter taste. And only afterwards does this turmus become tasty and something that could be used as a delicacy of sorts. So this turmisa literally is makateya, cuts the legs of Sonein Shal Yisrael. Sonein Shal Yisrael is a euphemism. This is talking about Klal Yisrael, Jews themselves, when they don't act with derech HaTorah. Because the pasuk over here says, "Vayisuf bnei Yisrael lasos harabi yanei Hashem," that the bnei Yisrael continue to go ahead and do evil in the eyes of Hashem. Vayavdu asabalim es ashtaros. They go ahead and they serve all the foreign gods, the Baals, the Ashtaros, Veselohei Aram, Veselohei Tzidon, Veselohei Moav, all the foreign gods, Veselohei bnei Amon, Veselohei Plishtim. So the idea being as follows: just like the turmus requires boiling 7 times in order to become sweet as well, over here the pasuk identifies 7 different gods and idols that Klal Yisrael worshipped, because they required constant. Actually, there's 5 over here. There are not 7, but 5 nations that are mentioned over here, because it shows that they did not do tshuva immediately. They required punishment after punishment after punishment, just like the turmisin require being boiled again and again and again until they become tasty. The Gemara now elaborates on the conclusion of this pasuk. The pasuk concludes, "Vayazvu es Hashem lo avduhu," and they forsake Hashem, and they did not serve Him. Mimashma shenema vayazvu es Hashem. Once the pasuk says "Vayazvu Hashem" and they forsake Hashem, any yodei shelo yavdu, don't I know that that automatically means they did not serve Him? Matam and domer v'lovdu. What does it mean when the pasuk goes on to say they did not serve Hashem? Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Afilu keturmus hazeh sheshoklen asa sheva palmin va'ochlen asa bekinuach seuda lo asaun libanai. Now Kadosh Baruch Hu says that they were not even like a turmus, because even the turmus, which is boiled 7 times and then could be eaten bekinuach seuda as part of dessert. So lo asuni banai, my children did not make me. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is complaining, Kavi Yochel, that Klal Yisrael worships these idols, and they provoked me to go ahead and to punish them again and again and again, in the way that a person would go ahead and prepare a turmis for dessert. So I did so much. I just did so much for them, in order to be patient with them and to bring them back to me. And yet, velo, what the pasuk says, velo avdu, they still did not serve me, meaning I'm still not considered to be a value in their eyes.